Hello, you're listening to a Bide and Thrive podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to be a reminder, to be an encouragement, and to uplift you in your walk with God. So join me as we unravel scripture and just learn what it means to abide in Him in our everyday life. So go grab your journal and go grab your pen and let's get into it together. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Abide and Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Bria, and I am so excited for episode 9 of this podcast because this week we're going to be talking about things every girl needs to hear. And so I'm just so looking forward to hopping on to this conversation and talking about things that I wish I heard or that I wish I knew. And I honestly feel like I'm excited about every podcast episode, but definitely looking forward to this one. And so grab your journals and grab your pens and let's get into this episode together. But before we start, let's just ask room for the Holy Spirit to just come in and have his way in this episode. So let's pray. Lord, I thank you, God, for this episode. I thank you, Lord, for what you want to say and what you're going to do. I pray that you will open up our hearts and just have your way and speak to me, and I allow just room for you to move on this episode, God. In your name, Lord, I pray. Amen. Alrighty, guys, let's get into this episode. And so I'm going to be honest, I recorded this episode like 2 times now. The first time it was a little rocky. The second time I was speaking the whole time and I look at my little recording and it's nothing. Like, it wasn't recording. So we're going to try this again. It's going to be good. So we're going to hop right in and just go for it. So the first thing that I believe that every girl should hear is you are deeply loved and you are deeply cherished. We all have times and we all have those days when we're in a rut and we feel like we're not enough, or we feel like we are inadequate, or we are unworthy of something. But I want to remind you that you are loved and that you are desired by God, not just desired by like a family member, mom or dad or parent, grandmother, sister, brother, friend, boyfriend, girlfriend. You're not just desired and loved by those people, but more importantly, you are loved and desired by God. God wants to be in communion with you, and he is so deeply in love with you, so much in love that he sent his only son, the only son he had, he sent to die for you. And so I believe that's something that every girl needs to hear, is that you are deeply loved and cherished. And like I said, we all go through times when we feel like I'm not pretty, or not pretty enough, or not skinny enough, or not enough, or maybe inadequate, or clumsy, or embarrassed, or unlovable. But something that's been so comforting, and something that a scripture that I think really speaks to this, is Psalm 139, verses 17 through 18. It says, "How precious are your thoughts about me, O God! They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me." And I just find that so comforting, that all the thoughts that we have about ourselves, like I mentioned earlier, of not being enough, or not being pretty enough, not being smart enough, not being, not being enough in general, or being unlovable. All of those thoughts that we have about ourselves and that other people have about us, God's thoughts about us outnumber all of those. And I love how it says, how precious are your thoughts about me? And so his thoughts are so precious, so beautiful, so lovely, so pure about us. And all of those thoughts he has about us outnumber all of the grains of sand. And so think about going to the beach. If you've never been before, think about sand. And imagine getting sand in your hands, and you have like a pile of sand in your hands, like you're like playing with the sand. And that's a lot of sand. Sand is so, the grains of sand are so small, and it's a lot of sand, right? So it's a sand in your hand, and it's a lot of sand in your hand, and the sand in your hand, the grains in your hand outnumber the thoughts of that God has for you. And so, I don't know, that's just mind-blowing to me, and it's so comforting to know that our Father, his thoughts of us, even when we're like undeserving, or even when we are not devoted to Him, He still fights after us. He's still so devoted to us, and He just wants to pour out His love on you. And so that scripture passage is just so comforting, and I believe that it could really speak to that person who feels like they're unlovable or they're inadequate. And so, girl, you are deeply loved, and you are deeply, deeply cherished by our Heavenly Father. And also just knowing, like, whatever mistake you've made or wrong decision, big or small, that you've made, it cannot amount to the love that God still has for you, and the love that He wants to overwhelmingly pour out onto you. So yeah, and there's nothing that you can do that could separate you from the love of God. So the second thing that I believe that every girl should know is that you are exactly who God made you to be. So this is just something that I've been thinking about. Never in history where we've had like stuff at our fingertips as much as we do now. We literally have access to so much, and we're constantly on our phones. We're constantly looking at the image of what we should be, or what we should look like, or how we should talk, or the jobs that we should have, or the people we should hang out with, or we constantly have access to these things at our fingertips. And once we like see these things, once we see the standards of the world and what the world and society deems as beautiful and complete, and like that girl or the it girl, or I don't know, once we see those things, we begin to compare ourselves, and we can begin to feel inadequate or not enough. And so just scrolling through social media can make you or make someone feel inferior or self-conscious about your body, your shape, your size, without even realizing it. And I believe the enemy wants to, he uses those tactics to get us to forget who we are, to silence our voice and to confuse us from who we truly are in God. And I don't know, there's just something, I believe that the Lord wants to restore the women of the church, and He wants to restore our voices, because there's such purpose and power and such might in women. And it's so cool, because even in the Bible, there's stories that point back to women in the Bible, there's stories that point to how the Lord sees women, how the Lord sees us. And even stories in the Bible that talk about the women who walked alongside Jesus in His days here on earth. And so, I don't know, I just believe that because there's something so special, so unique about a woman, about the way that God designed us, I believe because of that, there is such an attack on a woman. There's such an attack on our voices and our identity. And I believe the enemy is after that. And so he uses like social media, comparison, and inadequacy, and all of those things to get us off track. And to, I don't know, he uses those things to really fight against who we are called to be. And I believe there is such a birthing that God wants to do through us. Women, we were created for such a time as this. And I believe that God really wants to show us and restore what that looks like, and he wants to restore our original design, our identity. The church needs that. And so with that being said, I just want to reiterate that you are beautiful, and every imperfection, every quirk was made in the image of God. And God created you to be you and not to be anyone else. You're not supposed to look like Sally and Sarah and Mary and Molly. Those are some interesting names. But you're not supposed to look like those girls. You're not supposed to talk like those girls. You're supposed to talk like you and be like you. You were created on purpose, for a purpose, and so uniquely crafted. God created you with your own personality, your own character traits, your own body type, capabilities, talents, and limitations. So be proud of who you are. And that brings us into our third thing that I believe every girl should know, which is be proud of who you are. Be proud to be a daughter of God. Be proud to be a follower of Jesus. And that could be difficult in today's world, especially being, if you're around my age, being a college student, being a high school student, or even being an adult, like now, if you're older, even being like an adult now, being a follower of God isn't easy, especially in the world that we live in. You represent him everywhere you go with your words, your actions, and your appearance. And so someone somewhere is always watching you, and you represent him. You carry his mantle. And so there's just something that's been really heavy on my heart. Never let your light be dimmed by the world. And like I mentioned, that like the enemy wants to try to silence your voice or try to dim your light by the hurt and pain and the things that you've just experienced through your life of trauma and like all of those things. But God wants to heal. He wants to restore that part of you, because there's something so beautiful that could be birthed within that. And so never let your light be dimmed by the world. Don't be cautious and be on guard, because the enemy wants to dim that. He wants to dim the light that's inside of you, the very light that can set someone else free. Can set another girl free is the light that the enemy wants to dim inside of you, or the very thing that's causing you to not experience breakthrough is what the enemy wants to keep bound and to you. And so never be ashamed of being a daughter of God. Never be ashamed of your beliefs. Stand firm in who you are. Stand firm in who he's called you to be. Sister, be proud of who you are. Never allow anyone to make you feel embarrassed for being a Christian girl, and a person of deep faith. I remember just being in school, and even now, like, as a 22-year-old, I enjoy, like, very simple things. To the world, it may seem like I have a boring life, but I believe that I live a very full and beautiful life, very blessed. But I know, like, to the world, it may seem that I'm boring, I don't drink, or I don't go to parties, or I don't like staying out late. I'm very simple. And so to the world, that may seem like boring, but it doesn't really bother me as much, because I'm content in who I am. I am proud of who I am. And so I want to encourage you, if you are feeling like that, if you are feeling pulled or swayed because of the thoughts of other people, or the thoughts of a family member or a sister or a boyfriend or friend or anyone in your life, anyone that you may come in contact with that's kind of makes you feel embarrassed of being who you are. They are not the people that you want in your life. And so never allow anyone to make you feel embarrassed for being who you are, for being who God's called you to be, for being someone of deep faith. And because of your faith, I love this, because of your faith, you are never alone. And so in the moments when you feel like no one's going to understand you, or that you feel alone because of the decisions you've made to be set apart, know that you are never alone and that Christ is always with you. Excuse me, guys, and that you can always talk to him. I'm going to grab some water really quickly. Alrighty, and so, yeah, just know that you're never alone. There's not a time in the morning, a time at night that you're not alone, that you are alone. He's always with you, and he can always be a comforter. And as long as your confidence is in Christ, he will never leave you defeated. And so, I don't know, that's just a powerful promise. And I think, that's also very comforting, knowing that in our lowest times or in our lowest moments, God is always with us. And he's always going to be like that comfort for us. And I want to read Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verses 35 to 36. It says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have not... Sorry, guys. I'm going to read that over again. So this is Hebrews 10, verses 35-36. It says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Also, on this topic, since we're talking about be proud of who you are, I made a post on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, a couple years ago, actually. It was like in the midst of COVID in 2020. I made a post about just what the Lord was speaking over me of like who I am in Him and my identity. And I actually still go back and look at that post as a reminder sometimes of who I am. And I just want to read that over you. I want you to, as I'm reading it, I want you to actually grab your journals and grab your pen if you haven't already, and write down what God is saying about you. Write down who He's calling you, and the words that you hear that He's speaking over your life. Or even write down like things that you think about yourself or things that the world may say about you, and write down what God says about you. So, for example, I'm not smart, or I will never be loved, or I'm unlovable. And then write down, but God says I am lovable. I am lovable. But God says that His thoughts of me outweigh the grains of sand. And so begin to speak those words of life and begin to write down the truth of who He says you are. And you may not even have to look up anything. You may just have to, like, literally what I did was just wrote. I just wrote down the things that I felt He was speaking over me. And so with that all being said, I'm going to read this, and I would love for you guys to just... So I'm going to read this in first person, and I would love for you to replace I am with you. Or just listen. Just listen. Okay. So it says, I am chosen, I am known, I am gentle, I am a generational curse breaker, I am blessed, I am pure, I am forgiven, I am equipped, I am radiant, I am loved and not forsaken, I am saved, I am intelligent, I am brave, I am kind, I am worthy, I am loved, I am light, I am a brown-skinned girl. My lips are wider, my hair kinkiest. My skin glows, my nose wide. The Creator created me in His image. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am me on purpose. He made no mistakes while creating me in my mother's womb. And then I list Psalm 139:14, which I believe talks about how beautifully and complex we were made. And so I love looking back on that caption sometimes, because it's a reminder of the times when I do feel like I'm in a rut. It's a reminder of, no, this is who I am, and this is who He's called me to be. And so, like I said, point three, be proud of who you are, daughter of God. And so, lastly, number five, and there's so much more, guys. There's so much more that I believe every girl should hear, but I'm just going to talk about these five for now. Number five, don't compromise who you are for anyone nor for any relationship. And I think this is so important, because even in high school, seeing girl, and I'm very, very blessed and so thankful that the Lord taught me these things early on before going into high school, and actually even while in high school. But it broke my heart to see the girls some of the girls that were at my high school compromising who they were, compromising their identity, compromising their purity for someone who wasn't even committed to them, or someone who's not even for them, or I don't know. It broke my heart to see that. And so, girl, don't compromise who you are for someone else, or for any guy, or for any relationship. Be content in who you are. Be content in your beliefs and your morals for your life. No person is worth compromising your relationship with the Lord. And so be content with your standards. Know that your standards, whether that's for a relationship or a friendship, know that those standards are worth being met, and it's worth protecting yourself, it's worth protecting your relationship with God. That's all worth it. And so I can definitely speak more on this. I can honestly do a whole episode on this topic. Don't compromise who you are for anyone nor any relationship. That's about it, guys. That's all I have for this week's episode. I really hope that it spoke to you. I pray that you could get something from it. I really want you all to take some time, for those listening, to think about who you are. Think about, like I mentioned in all four or five points, that you are deeply loved and cherished. Think about how you were created, and the ways and the gifts and the fruits that you bear, and how God made you to be. And be proud of that. Be proud of who you are in Him, because that will honestly go so far. Knowing who you are, being content, knowing your identity will take you so far, because you won't be swayed by the world. You'll be firm in who you are in God. And so know who you are. Know that you're loved by Him, because once you know you're loved by Him, you won't accept any lower love. You won't accept love that does not look like Him. So if you're a girl in high school, know God's love. Know how God sees you. Know what God's love is like. Know the nature of God's love, because that guy that tries talking to you, you'll be like, oh no, no, this, no. you just know. And so know God's love, know that you're loved, know that you were created in His image, and that you bear His light, you bear His fruit, and that there's purpose inside of you. When you know that too, you're not easily swayed, like I mentioned, you're not easily swayed by what you see on social media. We're human, and I'm a girl too, and I'm a girl, so I could relate to that, and I could sometimes I like catch myself like, oh my gosh, Bria, like, no, get it together. Like, you, like, I, you can't compare yourself to other people, and that's so easy. But when you know who you are, when you know like how you were made, and you were made so uniquely and so wonderfully complex, when you know those things, it's you're content, you're more firm. And so, yeah, and be proud of who you are. So, and also, like I'm, the last thing to remember is, don't compromise what you are, who you are, for anyone or for any relationship, whether that's a friendship or a guy or a relationship. And so, girls, friends, sisters, guys, if you're listening, this also could definitely be applied to you, but I pray that this was helpful. I pray, like, I feel like I already just mentioned all of this, but I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I have a special episode for episode 10 next week. So episode 10 will be kind of like a Q&A style. So be on the lookout for some questions to head my way. Follow Abide and Thrive on Instagram at Abide and Thrive Podcast. And I will be giving you guys a way to send questions in. And we're just going to have a fun Q&A. I think that'll be really fun for episode 10. And a fun announcement, it's going to be mentioned in episode 10, but I can kind of tell you guys what that's going to be about. So we're going to be going on to season 2, which is so exciting, because we're going to go deeper and we're going to have some incredible guests on season 2. And so that's going to be starting August 16th. And so there'll be a 2-week gap for you all to catch up on episodes and for me to just be with the Lord and to make content for you guys. And so that's just some special updates and announcements, but be sure to follow Abide and Thrive Podcast for more updates and to stay updated and to stay up to date on all things Abide and Thrive. But guys, I think I've said enough, and I'm just so thankful that you're tuning in, that you listened. But I love you, and I pray that you have a great morning, a great day, a good week, a good evening if you're listening at night. And yeah, I'll see you guys in episode 10. Bye.